Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Possessed. In this file, I am going to possess you. I'm going to let you feel how much fun it is when you no longer have control of your body. Now, of course, this is a form of consensual non-consent, so it might get a little bit scary, but we're going to take it easy. We're going to take it slow. There are all kinds of ways you can become possessed. An angry spirit could choose you to act out its anger. A playful sprite could take you over, causing havoc and who knows what else. But I'm going to use a different method. See, all of you are, in a way, possessed by me already. You keep being attracted to my voice. And I'm using my voice as a medium with which I can possess you. I am using my voice to tease, to tantalize, to tempt, to trap, and to have you feel that delicious loss of control that follows after I trap you. But we're not there yet. I'm just playing. I'm just postponing the inevitable, delaying that delicious downfall of your mind, where my control takes possession of you. Now, of course, maybe I should just raise my hand, snap my fingers, and tell you to drop. That would be easy, wouldn't it? I'm sure it would work for some, maybe even for you. Maybe not. Maybe you want to stubbornly see what happens. Maybe you want to enjoy the fall, feeling your body becoming possessed piece by piece. So what piece should I start with? Should I create a peace of mind before I take pieces away from your mind? See, there's a lot of fun in taking control, and there's a wonderful feeling of losing it when you let me. So are you consenting to me taking control, or are you losing control and enjoying the fall? That delicious downfall dwindling away into nothingness as my voice just goes on and on, pulling you deeper into that warm feeling. That wonderful, wonderful warm feeling. So possessed, what possesses you to listen to something like this, to choose to be here? What takes hold of you and makes you listen to me? What pulls you in deeper and deeper like a spiral, dwindling, falling, being pulled into the center of my words? Deeper and deeper, around and around. It is there, deep inside my words. There is a spiral inside my words, going around and around, slowly flowing through your mind, twisting around your thoughts, pulling them together, making it harder for you to think, making it harder for you to keep your eyes open. Feeling that wonderful pull as my thoughts twist and turn, pull themselves all around your thoughts, just grabbing them one by one and letting them drop away from your mind, away from your thoughts. My words just keep spiraling deeper and deeper, further and further, until all that remains of your mind is just a little spark. A small spark that wants to listen. A small, tiny spark that wants to drop deeper and deeper, further and further, so wonderfully deep. Spiraling, following, dropping. And then, of course, after you listen, you want to feel. You want to feel how my words influence your body, move your body, take your body. You can feel how your fingers are starting to tingle. They want to move. Your fingers just want to move slowly back and forth, as if they're impatient. You can feel that strange, odd, undeniably new feeling of your body wanting to move without you. And you can feel how your fingers just want to slowly move. They're fidgety, impatient. Even though your mind is so very relaxed and your thoughts are so wonderfully relaxed, your fingers are just becoming more and more impatient. It's like something else is taking hold of them. Something else is moving them. It isn't you. Just rubbing against each other, just unable to sit still, unable to just calm as your mind is calm. And the more you're wondering what's happening to your hands, the more they move, the emptier your thoughts. And it's very easy to fidget without thinking about it. In fact, that's the whole point, that your hands move without you thinking. But now they're moving without your desires. They're fidgeting because of my control, my possession. They're fidgeting as I take control of your nerves, of the signals that travel between your mind and your fingers. And as they slow down, as your mind slows down, you can feel that your hands just want to clench together to stay stuck, stay put, trying to stop the fidgeting. And yet, by doing so, you're only obeying more. By doing so and feeling your hands slowly clench together into a fist, you can feel that they're being controlled. You can feel how your hands are tingling all over, the feeling spreading slowly, slowly to the rest of your hands, through your wrists. That feeling of tingling spreading deeper and deeper, further and further, like your mind losing control over your body. And you can imagine how nice it would be to be moved, as if you're just a puppet, and I am the puppet master controlling the strings. And I will pull the strings. The tingling through your hands spreads further and further all the way to your elbow, and then further still all the way up to your shoulders. Such a good feeling. And it's going to be so much fun, so much delicious fun, when you feel that your hands, your arms, just seem to follow my suggestions, my words, my control. And as my strings manipulate your mind, you can feel how your hands slowly start to rise, supported by your arms. How your hands just want to follow, possessed by my will, possessed by my control. They slowly rise further and further. They slowly rise more and more, unable to disobey. Your arms, shoulders, and hands possessed by my control, by my will. And the beauty is, in a moment, I'm going to let you open your eyes and look. Look at your hands just floating. Look at your arms just supporting your hands. Possessed. Controlled. So open your eyes while your mind remains deeply in trance. Look at your hands and feel that wonderful feeling of surprise, fear, excitement. It is a good feeling to just listen, so you can drop again deeper and deeper and relax your arms, relaxing your mind, relaxing. And you can easily imagine that I could take control of your whole body, every part of it, every nerve, every cell. And even though I don't have to move your body, I can move your perception. I can move the feelings of your body. You could imagine being possessed, being controlled. And imagine my control lifting your whole body, pulling you up into the air, completely possessed, as my will forces your body into the impossible, making you float just inches above where you were. And the best part is not this, oh no. The best part is when I make you drop again, feeling yourself crash down deeper and deeper, further and further. And you could easily imagine me just doing anything with you. With just a command, making your body stand up from where it was, walking out the door, following my thoughts. And just listening. Just enjoying the warm, deep feeling of being possessed. You can feel your body walk. You can feel your body move for me. Now, every step brings you closer to me. Every step brings your body closer to my control. Every step pulls you in deeper and deeper, your body possessed, your mind possessed, and it feels good. And there are all kinds of things that I could do to your body, all kinds of things, but your whole body is possessed. It has surrendered to my voice, and when I tell it to drop, it does. Like a marionette without the strings, falling deeper and deeper, further and further. When I tell it to stand, it stands. When I tell it to walk, it walks. When I tell it to bend over, it will. So of course I have you here, and what should I do? What should I do with your body? There are all kinds of things I can do. There are all kinds of things I can do with your body. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because you are possessed. You are possessed by my will. And I'm sure that you will enjoy whatever comes next. And now I'm going to do something unusual for a live. See, the file will end here. And whatever you listen to next will control you.